On one of Nashville's busiest streets, a big part of the town's tourism industry is growing. Nashville Town Council President Nancy Crocker says the Brown County Playhouse used downtime during COVID-19 to upgrade the 425-seat venue.
In fact, we had an acrobat team not long ago hanging from the rafters.
Once run by Indiana University's Summer Theater, the nonprofit is booking more concerts and shows. Ticket sales barely cover the acts. The Playhouse uses sponsors, grants, and other fundraising efforts to pay its $15,000 monthly bills. That doesn't leave Playhouse staff much left to pay for other things. They're hoping to get some of the county's innkeeper's tax money to fund a marketing budget. The innkeeper's tax is used to promote tourism, including the new 2,000-seat Brown County Music Center, and the food and beverage tax pays for public restrooms and parking. That doesn't leave much to fund city services. Director of Indiana University's Public Policy Institute, Tom Guevara, says a full music center almost doubles the town's population.
To them, you're going to actually have increased capacity needs for your sewage treatment plant. Who pays for that?
Crocker says the burden lies on the town's residents.
Since it's a nonprofit, they don't pay property taxes. And any of their profits, none of that goes back into the tourism industry.
The town grew only a few hundred people from a decade ago, not enough to increase the tax base to fund infrastructure needs.
If we can't somehow support the people that live here, then we can't support the tourism either.
A fire ripped through a couple downtown shops in March. The town's volunteer fire department was able to contain the fire, but Crocker said this time they were lucky.
We're all smushed in here into the town, so if one building burns, another building burns, another building burns. Again, if it had been windy that day, it could have been a lot worse.
The town would like to switch to a fire territory, but that takes money too. Brown County has a 2.52% income tax rate, 11th highest in the state.
I also have chocolate-covered bacon.
Oh, we missed out that bar.
Tourism does bring jobs, but Crocker says the mean income of a Nashville resident is 19% below poverty level. And municipal consultant Dax Norton says the town is looking at $15 to $20 million worth of water and sewer maintenance work.
There's only one way to raise that revenue to pay that debt, and that's raise rates. Nobody wants rates raised, but how else are we going to do this?
Norton says the new federal infrastructure bill will bring a lot of money to the state in the next 5 years, and the town is working to qualify for it. And the town could gain a big customer to its water and sewer plant. Brown County State Park is looking to fully connect to Nashville's utilities.
We have 1950 infrastructure in 2022, and we don't have 2022 revenues or methods to pay for that. You can't go into too much debt because of constitutional debt limits, so you're kind of stuck.
The town also has a hard time drawing a large industry tax base due to the terrain and utility capacity. Norton says the town and county are partnering to work on bicycle pedestrian infrastructure and sidewalk connectivity. Guevara says the Indiana legislature tightly controls what local governments can do, which greatly affects how small towns can raise revenue. And the state's priority now is to cut taxes.
Rather than saying, is there anything that we can do to help local communities more with some of the challenges they're facing, their choice is to say, let's put it in the hands of taxpayers.
Indiana collected nearly $1 billion more in taxes last month than the state budget projected. That puts Indiana on pace for budget reserves that could top $6 billion.
The people of this town want to keep it a small town. They love their small town. But unless we grow or unless we do something creative to bring money in, we don't have enough money to support the infrastructure for a small town.
For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.